Well, it illustrates that having your image online or taking a view while you're just out in public living your life is no longer safe from being manipulated in order to depict you in a humiliating and harassing context in which you never appeared in real life. That's irrespective of whether you yourself personally may have an account online, since other people could post pictures of you or of your child, even if you don't have the account on X or on Grok.
Just yesterday, Ashley St. Clair, who is the mother of one of Elon Musk's children, she sued Grok, alleging that it was negligent and allowed users to post deepfakes of her in explicit poses, even after she complained to the company. Here's what she told CBS.
Grok said, "I confirm that you don't consent. I will no longer produce these images." And then it continued to produce more and more images and more explicit images.
How are these images bypassing Grok's safety systems? How is this legal?
So it's a great question. I don't have visibility into what Grok's internal safety systems are. It sounds like gradually, in response to regulatory and public pressure, they've been trying to institute more safeguards. But it's really difficult to implement effective safeguards against various kinds of unwanted content. As we can see playing out from Grok's own users, users are very creative in how they try to get around any guardrails that may have been built in order to continue to generate the kind of content that, even in good faith, a platform may be trying to inhibit its model from producing.